This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Zach is a highly connected Intel individual, really smart, like to have him on, has a lot of courage. Soon he'll be hopefully coming on the show and revealing his identity. He's got to think about getting out of the military entirely. He's going to do that. He's got a lot of stuff going on. But if you've got Trump starting to diverge from what he said he would do, unless you look at it like this. The deal 6 years ago was made by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, to block Obama, turning the entire Middle East over to Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and our own military sort of working with the Russians to block the full takeover because most of the rebels, 90-plus percent, were ISIS, al-Nusra, slash Al-Qaeda, rebranded Al-Qaeda. And the deal was is that Iran would then pull out, and then Assad would have elections. Once that was over, and we first learned about this from Colonel Schaefer and others and Tosh Plumlee. And then years later, it came out that that unofficial deal was made. So Trump could argue Iran's not pulling out. That's what Israel said this week is, you pull out or we're going to start attacking you. So I'm not defending what Trump did, but I mean, it looks like that's the deal here. And some could say, Israel saying, through unofficial sources, that Iran was readying offensive missiles and pointing them at Israel. My issue here is, shouldn't we just have sanctions on Iran? Shouldn't we go that direction? This immediate escalation is beyond saber-rattling. And then how does Korea then play into that equation? How much of this is ahead of the Korean deal with Trump making statements like, Trump, United States no longer makes empty threats? And we'll put that up on screen, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let's just get one thing clear. Not offensive missile movements. That would be completely defensive missile movements. Iran's not perpetuating anything. I mean, listen, I'm not pro Iran, but the idea that they're launching attacks or like, yeah, they're getting ready for Gaddafi 2.0. They're getting ready for Iraq 2.0. If you were them, you'd be doing the same thing there. But, you know, and here's the thing. They all say trust the plan. Yeah, let's trust the plan. The plan was lock her up, not keep it up when it comes to the military-industrial complex. This is a problem. This is a real, real problem here because he's doing a lot of good. And if you want to go to the Korean Peninsula, we spoke about it 6 months ago. Nobody uttered these words strategic patience until me and you, until yourself and I were on air speaking.
We first laid out what the new policy was, and I confirmed that with Pachinik and a bunch of others. In fact, we should go back on all the shows you were on and show how you were dead on months before, and so was I, just so folks know why we're under such attack.
100%. So I got a real problem with, you know, perpetuating military-industrial complex building. Meanwhile, Hussein, Huma, and Hillary are chilling, fist-bumping with Richard Branson. Lock her up, not keep it up. That was the plan. So they want to talk about trust the plan, this and that. This is ridiculous. Saudi Arabia had everything to do with Vegas, had everything to do with 9/11, and all of a sudden, because they're a high-profile client, they're the highest bidder, we're going to just, you know, lay in bed with them? I got a big problem with that. That's not why I elected you. That's not why we elected you. And make no mistake, you work for us.
Okay. Well, Trump said he does what he says he's going to do. And so far as presidents go, I don't see any president in modern history that has followed through what they said as much as Trump. But on foreign policy, he's breaking. And we know, because they kill you if you don't. But if he starts breaking on this, what else will he break on? We'll see if Iran comes to the table. We'll see if carrying a big stick and being very, very clear makes them start to back down. I don't think that's enough for Saudi Arabia. Like you said, they're going to want a wider war. They want to get their foot on the neck of Iran, and that's not going to happen.
Well, yeah, you know, that's like saying coming to the table. Coming to the table for what? Are we not going to admit that 9/11 was an inside job, which has been your life's work? Are we not going to admit that the military-industrial complex is ran?
Well, let's go further. it's an inside job of globalism against nation states, and they're not going to let Iran have a secular government and give the young people what they want. They're really going to do that, so I could go travel there, and they've got great culture and science and another big glistening country. I'd be all for overthrowing them. They're going to put something worse in. They're going to break it up in five parts and have civil wars. We all know that. Zach, thanks for popping in with us. Pop in for a full hour on Sunday if you can. I know you've got some time then. We'll be back with Leo Zagami, a real former member of the Illuminati, P2 Masonic Lodge inside the Vatican. That's why he is the guy that years before anybody else laid out the entire blueprint. Next year's news today, InfoWars. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Good evening, everybody.
The same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freaking out. Folks, they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, the brand new car. Hope to you in my way. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, does it make
that smell?
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
What is wrong?
It's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Cut that. We're going to...
We've all heard of Spider-Man, but what about Schneider-Man, who calls the women that work for him brown slaves, reportedly, and roughs them up? There's nothing more liberal than that, I guess.
Investigation for more than 4 months into the Weinstein Company, and our investigation, as demonstrated by the petition filed yesterday, uncovered a pervasive pattern of sexual harassment, intimidation, discrimination, and abuse at the Weinstein Company.
This white mamba might be the one to save us.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
What have you forsaken us?
You are the resistance.
mission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're already halfway into this segment, so I'm going to go to our guest starting at the next segment. Best-selling author, been in a major branch of the Real Illuminati, P2, Masonic Lodge, all of that. Leo Zagami chronicled everything 4, 5, 6 years before it happened, just like he said it would happen. And with the Black Pope, that it would be Francis, that he'd end up having two popes, that he would openly basically try to open the borders up to Islam, that he would attack Christianity. They've now taken over the Knights of Malta, which is the big rival of the Jesuits. It's all coming up today. And I first wanted to get into how he got into all this, what he experienced, and then what he learned when he was trying to go into these different groups and try to actually do good. So that is coming up with Leo Zagami. I've been listening to him for 13, 14 years, been having him on for close to 10, been with him and worked on projects in Rome. I just got amazing contacts there. Some of what he told me and showed me later came true as well while I was there, and it was off record. Maybe he'll talk about some of that, you know, 3, 4 years later here with us today. And then in the last few segments with Leo Zagami, I intend to open the phones up for quick questions, just a particular question about the Vatican, about different branches of the Illuminati, because you've got all the fake Illuminati, and you've got all the rock stars saying that, you know, they're in it. Or, I mean, what is the Illuminati for real? What does it come out of with Adam Weishaupt, the Ingolstadt University Jesuit priest, all of that? We're going to be discussing it with Leo Zagami coming up in the next segment. Powerful information, so please stay with us. Then after he leaves us, there is a major move worldwide to criminalize everything, get you into the criminal system, and then when they spit you out, have the Democrats and similar labor parties, liberal parties all over the world legalize or quasi-legalize your felony background, but you can only work when you work through guilds or you work through unions they control. So I'm going to break down the move towards the criminal union, the unionization of criminals through the deep state, which is a final Illuminati plan, even if you go back to the Jacobins and the French Revolution. And we've got the president of the National Bounty Hunter Association, one of the stars of Dog the Bounty Hunter shows, joining us. And we're going to walk through Google saying they won't take advertisements from bail bondsmen, saying because it's used against minorities, just like Nicholas Cruz, the shooter from Parkland, for 4.5 years, since early 2013, he could commit vandalism, crimes, physically attack people, threaten to murder everyone on a routine basis, until the FBI was called 3 times, the police 22 times. Then his foster parents, both in a year period, mysteriously die. He's on drugs in government care, and then he's released to go kill, and the sheriff department, including the head resource officer, stands down, and then 10 other plus officers stand down, just as our witnesses we had on the day after reported. Again, let the Muslims rape whoever they want. I've got a stack of news on that. All over Europe, Finland, high court legalizing sex with 10-year-old children. Rape. See, once you're a protected class in the global order, if you're a criminal, you can carry it out as long as you pay your dues to them and are part of their system. So they're going into a final phase of lawlessness, which has always been their plan. Like Hillary saying, black people are animals and need to be brought to heel and need to all be put in prison, you know, for 3 times longer for the same amount of cocaine as a white person. That's so they can put them in there, have them radicalized in the prisons under the globalist-controlled Islamic movement, put chips on their shoulders, take them out, not let them be productive members of the society until the next phase kicks in. Be a strong man for the globalist under strong cities, under the UN, under the Democratic Party, and then you will have your crimes forgiven. You will be given amnesty. But like a gladiator, you've got to fight in the arena and win to get it. So they're forming the Legion of Doom. So when I finally break that down later, we should take a few minutes from this breakdown and put it on that, because I think I just laid it out there pretty good. And I've figured out their operations. I'm studying history, and you don't get that anywhere else. That's why they particularly want to shut us down. Now, I want to break here. We're listener-supported. and you stand with your will and your support and your strength against the globalist. And we make it easy to do. You talk about frustrating Soros, Hillary, the New World Order, the fact that they took all our sponsors, the fact that Google came after us, the fact that they banned us advertising online, most platforms. Got a big story on that coming out in the next few days. You still come to InfoWarsStore.com or High Quality Shopping Cart online and get game-changing supplements, the top air filters, the top water filters at the lowest prices, non-GMO heirloom seeds, emergency shortwave radios, firearms accessories, watches, optics, survival gear, high-quality storable foods. It's all there. And right now this week, our two big super sales, even though both these items are close to selling out the next few weeks, I know new people buy it and then get hooked on it, on something good. So I'm doing it 50% off all the Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste, mouthwash, immune gargle in three different sizes, all 50% off individually or together, and get free shipping when you order the bundle. And Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcumin levels, over 400 milligrams per caplet, powdered capsules, big horse pill, along with a bunch of other great ingredients. Talk about immune system, talk about stamina, talk about energy, talk about health. It is next level. 50% off. Bodies. But this is only running for a week. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. If you haven't tried these products, you really should. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Leo Zagami is our guest, and he's been just an incredible, accurate predictor years ahead of time of exactly what was going to happen in the Vatican. He's written a whole bunch of best-selling books. You can find it at leozagami.com, and he's exposed the Vatican Illuminati angle, and I think it's fair to say that he's been in one of the major subgroups or actual internal group subgroups of the classical Adam Weishaupt Illuminati that tells people you're getting into the empowerment of humanity, true liberalism, but then you find out what it really is. So, Leo, we usually get you on over the years and never talk about your background, but it's very interesting, and I've been to Rome and spent days with you and know the other people that know you, and you've helped me get into some of the private groups and some little castles and things that are there in Rome. So you've definitely got entrance into all of those. Tell folks about yourself some so they can understand how you've been able to predict there'd be two popes, that it'd be this particular Jesuit pope, that they would then attack the church and try to bring it down and call for open borders with Islam. Because clearly you've proven yourself the last 15 years, so you've been under such attack. So let's talk some about Leo Zagami, really Illuminati insider, by defining herself, what you would call the so-called globalist Illuminati, versus the counterfeit of just people organically wanting real illumination. Give us your insider breakdown, please.
Well, the two things are interconnected. In reality, Illuminati should stand for illumination. The problem is that once you have this illumination, it's very easy then to prevaricate on others and enslave others. So the problem is that you are tempted by those black forces and that black magic that basically enslaves other people and gives you power in the material realm. The real Illuminati instead are in the spiritual realm. I was lucky enough to be born in a family that for more than 1,000 years has been involved in such things because of bloodlines, both from my father's side and my mother's side, in Sicily and in the UK, both in Scotland and in England, where the aristocracy, as you know, still exists, and where we have a very different perspective from, of course, the classical approach you can have maybe in the US, where it's a very young country. But even in the U.S., as you know, certain bloodlines are cultivated in your universities, and the elite, of course, is part of certain civil societies, like the Skull and Bones, for example, that then bring up the elite members of the CIA, of the various military organizations, and so on, and also political. So there is an influence still from this aristocracy from Europe, even in your politics, as you know, and then we have, of course, my very close relative, the Queen of England, which is still in control of a very powerful country as well as the Commonwealth. And so all this then is controlled by the Vatican. Yes, that's the big problem, which basically created for me at one point friction with the certain organizations when I saw that the Vatican was not only indulging in Satanism, but promoting it and working within the New Age with these Jesuits actively. That's why the Jesuits are behind things like, for example, the World Council of Churches that is going to now organize this gathering in Geneva on the 21st of June with Pope Francis, which in the Illuminati calendar is a very important event, Alex, because Even myself, in my years in the Illuminati, in this organization, I was always dealing with ecumenical work, with the World Council of Churches, and the different branches of the various...
And what you're saying is the heart of the Illuminati is the ecumenical movement to basically mix all religions together to bring down Christianity, which this new pope is pushing a world religion. Specifically, describe the level of the Illuminati that you got into, the real Illuminati, and what that was like and what you discovered without getting into, I know you can't get into the secrets, but anything criminal you'd be forced to talk about.
Of course, I mean, the secret might be this, the handshake or the password or the initiation and its contents, certain words. But in reality, the network that I've been part of had important members like Licia Gelli, for example, the Monte Carlo Lodge with Ezio Giunchia, the Comandante Giorgio Ugo Balestieri used to be in charge of the Rotary Club in New York, and many other powerful figures connected to the Vatican Knights of Malta and the Knights of the Holy Sepulchre, because these are also part of the Illuminati. And then there is, of course, Giuliano Di Bernardo, Academy of the Illuminati. Of course, these organizations are not recruiting on the internet, Alex. What you see recruiting on the internet often is a scam. And I want to warn, really, a lot of our viewers that these scams are increasing, unfortunately. And a lot of people send me mails every day saying, I joined the Illuminati, I gave money to a Nigerian, and then he stole my money. I want to make you understand that there is no recruiting in the Illuminati. In the Illuminati, you are chosen and then brought in. You can't ask to become an Illuminati. It's them who ask you to become one. And of course, they feel a great privilege because at that point they know that they are in an elite club. When I was in the Monte Carlo Lodge, I was surrounded by people who were all weapon dealers, people who owned major companies, and they had a lot of money, millions and millions. And of course, there was...
And it's just like the Italian mafia. That's why there's P2, there's Masonic elements, there's La Cosa Nostra. But then it all ties together. They have yearly meetings in London with the Queen, who they see as the head of the whole thing. Still, even the Japanese come and give fealty to that. But just to explain how this global system works, you've got famously people... who send out, you know, newsletters to people and claim, I mean, even the guy that was into, quote, natural cures and all that had gotten so much trouble, he would send out letters and say he was part of the Illuminati, pay him money, you can be part of it. And oh, there's rappers, or there's guys always telling girls, hey, have sex with me, I'll put you in the Illuminati. Totally made up. You don't have an aristocratic background or you don't have the bloodlines, you'll never get in the actual inner Illuminati. You can actually become a servant of it, even in the military or a lawyer or proven you're loyal. But it's all a hierarchical system, a shadow aristocratic global eugenics program.
Yeah, I mean, in the end, you see even people arrive, I remember in Monte Carlo arriving with millions and millions, maybe Nouveau-Riche, people who had recently made money, and they will, of course, kneel down to aristocrats who were maybe bankrupt and just wanted their money to then give them a knighthood and then welcome them in this club, which is very exclusive. And now, for example, in Monte Carlo, they have a controlled system which basically controls this Priory of Zion, which is not the Priory of Zion of Dan Brown. It's basically an organization born in the beginning of the 50s out of a political right-wing ideology, anti-communist, that was involved with certain Knights Templars and Masonic groups. And this Priory of Zion with Plantar Sinclair is now in Monte Carlo controlling large branches of the Illuminati with a Supreme Council of the Illuminati, which is formed of four members, a quadrumvirate. And they make the initiations in the church, the Anglican church in Monte Carlo. Imagine that.
All right, Leo Zagami, I tell you, spot on information. We'll now jump forward from this and why you decided to go public. We'll lay out the latest moves in the Vatican, which are very frightening, really incredibly disastrous things happening as this evil devil pope, false prophet, takes full control of the church. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your head. The toll-free number to join us to ask a question of Leo Zagami on the Illuminati, the total coming out of evil happening at the Vatican, you name it, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. No matter how much it makes most Catholics upset, no matter how much it hurts them, this Pope is going for broke. And if you want to understand the Illuminati religion, they believe they're going to become gods, but they have to transcend humanity and create a cataclysm and carry out Armageddon themselves against humanity to then merge with machines and transcend this social Darwinistic battle of the gods, or Gudur Damarong, Ragnarok. And so you see Pathos and the Associated Press and everybody making fun of me. Alex Jones invents a new boogeyman for Trump to fight, AI. Well, 3 days after I said that, Trump announced that he's having a big meeting coming up with about the dangers of AI, displacing humans, robots, how they've built an anti-human future. Well, I mean, I knew the president was concerned about this because the decision had been made to build this new anti-human future, this depopulation. So they make the jokes about all these serious things. We'll tie that into it as well. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. 877-789-2539. First-time callers, by the way. And I'm asking just a quick, clear question so I get a lot of people in. We'll have two little segments after that. So, again, that's the number, 877-789-ALEX. Now, just condensing this, the 33,000-foot view now, looking at this from your inside perspective, where is it going? Correct me if you think I'm wrong about my statements. What's happening with the takeover of the entire church apparatus by the Jesuits? And what do you expect to happen next? Because you've made so many absolutely on-target predictions.
Well, you're absolutely right regarding artificial intelligence. In fact, I was pleasantly surprised about Donald J. Trump's stand after on Sunday I made my first public speech in English language, partly based on this dangerous subject, which is the AI in the hands of unethical people and unmoral people. So the first thing to do is to moralize and create a council that is really in control of this artificial intelligence. Otherwise, we as humans will lose, also because the Illuminati want to empower these machines, because, as you said, then they will upload their own soul into them, because they are demonic, they are based on matter, and so that's where they're going, towards the complete control of matter. But in the process, of course, they are losing the spirit and, of course, their own connection with God, because they are completely satanic. And Pope Francis in Geneva is going to outline his own program for the One World Religion. And this is no joke. I mean, this is the final stage of something that already John Paul II started when he went to Geneva also and said that the ecumenism path we are following is irreversible, and we are going towards something, of course, that is going to unite us all. What does this mean? It means that they are destroying Christianity because they want to embrace every other religion. In the meantime, they are, of course, using Islam as their Trojan horse to destroy the West and to destroy the last remains of Christianity. I was, as I said, in England and in London last weekend, and there were 3 stabbings, one murder, actually one person, one kid was murdered, a 17-year-old child killed, another one, 13 and 15-year-old, were brutally stabbed, and this is happening in London, a city where I lived many years in peace, that now is starting to employ private policemen, and that is the thing, Alex, that is going to distinguish the future citizens of mankind, because the Illuminati have the money and the resources to employ these mercenaries and these private police. We don't. The poor people will be on one side, being stabbed, being killed, and so on, especially here in Europe, where we don't have any weapons, where they have taken any possibility of defense from us, and instead they have the private police firms. And in London, in 3 of the most important neighborhoods of the Chelsea area, where all the rich and famous live, of course, there is private police, they're well armed, and these are the same people who criticize Donald J. Trump. The moment I stepped off the plane, I could only see the images of Trump criticized by the British TV on his stand on weapons, criticizing London and what is happening in London. They didn't talk about their own problem, which is, of course, then what Trump said was confirmed during the weekend while I was there. So I think that we need to outline the hypocrisy of these people that live surrounded by big high fences, electric fences, and of course with the mercenaries defending them. And the Pope is the same kind of subject. He criticized the weapons, but then he has the highest, he criticized wars, then he has the highest wars, and he has the most lethal weapons. I mean, this is complete hypocrisy, and of course they are going towards implementing this hypocrisy because they feel that people are brainwashed enough to accept all this. Thanks to InfoWars, thanks to the alternative media, Drudge Report and so on, we have a possibility, and this possibility has to empower ourselves with the resistance. When I see that the head of the World Council of Religions is criticizing the religious right, and he is basically politicizing religion, this demonstrates that they want to push the liberal ideology, they want to embrace as more immigrants as they can in Europe. But it's obvious that the situation is becoming more and more dangerous every day. In Italy, in the last week, a group of Nigerians attacked an Italian in the street. Then we had a group of gypsies entering a bar and then beating up even an handicapped person in a bar in Rome. We have a situation which is completely out of control. There is
and what is the end game? Because the globalists on record kept the third world poor, neutralized them being industrialized. Now they're openly flooding where the tourism's almost dead everywhere. It's all just hellish. I was over in Rome 3 years ago, and it was just like, whoa, it totally changed. People crapping all over the street. Every tree had like 30 people under it. Just bizarre, just hordes spilling over. Towns collapsing, just insanity.
Their process was outlined by the ideology of this Count Kalergi that 100 years ago basically planned. He was one of the people who gave birth to this pan-European movement to the basis of the EU, and then his plan is to mix all the races. He himself was half Japanese. He had a bit of problems in the society back then, very elitarian.
And again, slowly tell folks about that European royal and the plans. It's even on Wikipedia to forcibly merge Europe with the rest of the planet to build this utopia, which Europe has now adopted. And of course, he was one of the founders of the Olympics as well. Hitler believed in this plan. People heard Hitler was going to exterminate everybody. No, just certain groups. Tell folks about that plan again.
The plan is to destroy the ethnicity.
Sure, but the name of the plan so people can Google it.
The plan is called Kalergi Plan. It's K-A-L-E-R-G-I, Kalergi. It's named after Count Kalergi, who is also a guy after who we have an award which is given every year. And of course, they have given this award to people like Pope Francis and Angela Merkel, amongst others. And this group of people, these Freemasons, who have created this setup for disaster, are of course needing these people for work. For their slavery that they have already planned, because the moment in which they will, with the artificial intelligence, control everything, they still need some slaves to do the ordinary work, but they definitely don't need any problem. So the destruction of sovereignty and then the destruction of ethnicity is fundamental.
That's right. We'll be right back. Amazing. Leo Zagami.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another world, another time,
another time.
In the age of wonder,
in the age of wonder,
another time,
another world, another time. His lives were screened and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Newswars.com are the main sites. LeoZagami.com is his amazing site. Here's an article he wrote for Infowars. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, report EU intentionally collapsing European countries with illegals. The Kalergi plan started in the 70s, but dreamed up in the 20s. And you can read all about it at Infowars.com. Absolutely vital to know that. Now, I see some callers that disagree. We'll go to them first. Frank in California, Eric in Canada, William in Florida, Marshall, a bunch of others. We're getting your calls up on the board. And not all of these disagree, but I see a few that disagree. Frank asks, how do we know Leo is not still a Mason and giving us this info? Well, let's stop right there. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like on Discovery Channel and History Channel with shows about the Masons. I talk about how a lot of the founders were Masons, and I had grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Great-grandfathers, one of them was like a 33rd degree Mason. Texas was founded by Masons. They were good people. George Washington was a Mason, but he wrote about the Illuminati and Weishaupt, and his letters are at the Library of Congress. You can look them up online. Read them in HD, written by him. And he sounds like Leo Zagami. He sounds like me. So there's these movements of enlightenment. If you know what all this goes back to, and it goes back to the old universities. They were just secret societies. And then you have this evil force try to take them over. There's always been good and bad. So this is more of an aristocratic thing we're discussing. What matters is Zagami's been accurately predicting these things. He admits he was brought up and came into all this. And so the way people always change the subject online, we don't do this, is infighting. Who cares if he was a really bad guy, and I've met him and think he's a good guy. He's matured a lot, so have I. Nobody's perfect. But you judge a tree by its fruits. But it's like, what are you going to do with the info? Did Zagami say that this particular guy 5 years before, the head of the Jesuits, would be the next pope? There'd be two popes. It happened. How did he know? He's an insider. And he's gone through a lot, just like I had, to tell you the truth. I've just reverse-engineered it. But I don't want to answer this guy's question for you. Let's just go to Frank. Frank, you're on the air with Leo Zagami. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Leo, how are you guys doing today?
I'm good, Frank. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Yeah. Basically, you already filled it all out, Alex. Just a question, you know, how do we know he's basically still on the side of the good guys and not the... You know, not the bad guys.
All right, so hold for his response. Leo, go ahead.
Well, answer, I am still a Freemason, but Freemason is not a unitarian force. I'm on the Christian side of Freemasonry. I have my own order. I'm very open about it. I write books about it. I publish dozens of these books all over the world. So I don't think that I'm being secretive about my Masonic membership, but also my war within it. And the controversies that have brought me out of certain lodges against certain people, and even receive an accusation of espionage and being arrested in Oslo, Norway, because of all this war that I am conducting when I came out in the open with certain names. So I've been always very transparent, and you can find all this information in my books. So I invite people to just go and read them and see that I always be open about what I'm doing.
So to answer his question, the Masonic order is just an ancient school predating Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man in the world. His father was King David, the man whose own heart. All this secretive stuff, though, just breeds globalism, New World Order. We're here exposing it. That's the whole point. And so he's going to do more good inside of it than outside of it. And again, the average Mason is what they call a porch Mason. They're not aware that the whole orders, most of the orders have been taken over. Correct, Leo?
Absolutely. Porch Mason or window Mason. Somebody that stands at the window of an institution that they barely know, or they participate in a social way. There is a lot of good Masons that do a lot of good for people all over the United States. So we need to really recover our relation with the good side of Freemasonry that, unfortunately, like all the other institutions, Alex, have been...
Exactly. It's the Illuminati that tells you the Masons are all bad, so good people desert it. And then the evil can take it over.
Yeah, the evil has taken over, especially in certain states like Colorado. Freemasonry is in the hands of liberals that let Muslims take over the lodges, teach all kinds of...
Absolutely, and that's what they did to get Christians out of it. They exposed some of the arms of it that are Luciferian, because before it was colleges. You had to get in the secret society to be in the college. They didn't just give you mathematics to anybody, so you had to be sworn into the order back when colleges were partly religious. So, of course, they've all got those ancient myths, Mithra, all of it, Saturn, Saturnalia, all of that. But the thing is, Christians, by the Middle Ages, were running it. And now you've deserted it, as Washington said, and the whole thing's fallen apart, and now it is the total darkness, the anti-Illuminati. Frank, anything else?
No, I've been listening to both of you guys since about, you, Alex, since about 2003. I don't think Leo got on until a little bit after that, but appreciate the answer. And I guess one more question is, so, you know, like you said, doing things in darkness versus doing things in light, secret society versus open society. Leo, any comment on to that? And Alex,
I was told by a high level Mason when I was a kid on a hunting trip, like one of the head guys in Dallas, he said, don't join it. It's been taken over. It's no longer what it was. So, I mean, and by then the takeover had pretty much been complete. I know about the New World Order and the Illuminati from Masons. And so that's what Zagami's telling you, correct, Zagami?
Yeah, and I think that, as I said, in my books I've been very open about how these things happened, about the fact that we are living in an age where I myself don't believe in secrecy anymore. I think this secrecy might mislead also the idea of Freemasonry, of certain groups, also Illuminati sects, that need to be open about their endeavors, because then we can understand if they're really on the good side or the bad
side. That's right. All right, Frank, thank you. Real quick, Eric. Let's go to Eric in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to ask, based on what Jordan Maxwell said, he said in 1871, the United States was no longer united. It was divided because of the war. In Delaware, they made it a corporation, and that we don't get to elect, they select for us. So I want to know if he thinks that left-hand path Freemasons have selected Trump and put him in power.
Personally think that Trump has the Jacobin, satanic, Luciferian, anti-progressive. They call themselves the progressive because they're anti-progressive. Trump is a Renaissance force. They are an anti-Renaissance force, a satanic force in the main. But I think Trump is, you know, obviously a worldly person. I think he's influenced by both. His great sin is he wants prosperity. He's not anti-human. What's your view on that, Leo Zagami?
Well, from the inside, I can tell you that only the conservative and Christian side of Freemasonry and the Illuminati supports Donald J. Trump. It is a growing side, though, because a lot of Masons are finally coming out. But at the same time, here in Italy, there has been Freemasons are coming out in support of Trump, even if he's a foreign president, got punished within their lodges. This happened in the Grand Lodge of Italy, in the two lodges they have in London, which operate abroad. Where
absolutely. Look, the power structure is coming after me big time for supporting Trump. And you see things turning around with him because he really is trying to be good. I think that's self-evident. Thank you, Eric. Let's jam in one more before we go to break here. We'll do one more segment with Leo Zagami. Got to have him back soon. Let's talk to William in Florida. You're on the air with Leo. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Good afternoon, Leo. My question is about, because Leo knows the bloodlines of the aristocracies, is there a possibility that somebody's out there with either Persian or basically coming from the Muslim side of the house and the Anglo side of the house that can be brought up to perhaps bring Israel and the Middle East into a state of peace?
Oh, some new Abrahamic covenant to fix the old breach. I think they're planning two world wars, right? More world wars to have us all destroy each other. But Leo?
Well, there is, for example, a Grand Lodge of Iran operating in exile. The problem with this Grand Lodge of Iran, which is a minority of a few hundred members, not more, is that at the moment they've been largely influenced by liberals and by Democrats. In fact, they operate mainly from California. So they will not be really, I think, the right solution for Iran, for example. And when they criticize today Trump for being so harsh with Iran, we have to remember that his policies with North Korea gave great results. So we need to operate the same policies also with Iran. But
hold on, Leo. We got to come to a break. 2 minutes. We're back. William, stay there. You have a come back to that and a few more calls on the other side with Leo Zagami. I'm Alex Jones. Third hour starts in just 2 minutes. Please spread the word on every station you're listening.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.